The following program, The Inclusive Voice, is sponsored by Diversity MBA Media and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Inclusive Voice with your host, Pam McElvain. Hey, I'm glad to be back with you all this week. And, you know, grab your coffee, as we said. So we're going to have a little different conversation today. We are going to present the Diversity MBA Showcase because next week, on September 22nd and 23rd, we have our 15th annual National Virtual Conference. And we're going to really be setting the stage to reimagine the future and lean into possibilities. And this is not just a theme that's, you know, cliche and that sounds good, but really we put together a powerful collection of experts and experiential sessions and interactive opportunities for you to, as an attendee at the conference, to put on your continuing learning hat, to be able to engage into what frustrates you and what angers you to what empowers you, so that we can provide a platform of inspiration and learning. This is something as part of my vision that I've been doing for the past 15 years, where I have an opportunity to bring like-minded thought leaders together. It's really critical for me. It's really the essence of what it takes in terms of creating narratives for us to talk with one another, for us to be able to learn from each other, and creating a safe place for that to happen. So our 15th annual Business Leaders Conference is designed for professionals, for entrepreneurs, for students, for vocational folks, for all generations to come in and to tap into what they can learn. And what's really remarkable about the virtual environment, after the event is over, there's access to this information for an entire year. And so that's what even makes, you know, having it in a virtual platform very good. So, but this year we said, you know, we got to do something new and something very different. So we created our first inaugural, what we call Publishing Summit. So Diversity MBA Media has gathered 20 authors that are either new or established to share their books and to have conversations with you, like back to the basics. Let's get back to reading. Let's get back to finding, using our bookshelves as a resource. So bringing these authors present, where you can have dialogue and hear the book live about what you can learn from it, is the first opening part of our day on September 22nd. Then, of course, we move into something for the college students. We want the college students and the folks that are going back for higher education to have information on what's different today. You know, how are universities, you know, tapping into their pipeline and preparing their students for the future? You know, adult learning is not like, you know, when you're a child and you absorb everything, but it's where you're intentional. And that's what's really has to happen in terms of, you know, what we need to do and from that perspective. And then we move into, we have industry roundtables. And this is for the professionals, wherever your interest is, wherever you are, is to be able to have the opportunity to engage in the roundtables. And then finally, you know, we have a, of course, we have View from the Top from our senior leaders and executives, and then we have something for men and women to really engage in balancing their life. And we're going to offer today 200 free tickets. We have a promo code. We're going to tell you where to call in, which is Diversity MBA Magazine. You're going to call it at 833-362-2100. The promo code is TTOM, I and V Victor, underscore, N Nancy, C Candy, 21. TID underscore, NC 21. So the first 200 folks that go online and register with this promo code will get it. So what we're going to be having going on today after this commercial break is hearing from our experts as you would a dim sum preview of what the conference is going to be about and why you should attend and why it was designed for you. So we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Everyone's talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let Diversity MBA Media bring you up to speed on the discussion. With benchmarking services that help enterprises gauge and expand the diversity of their workforces, to fresh, insightful, deep dive articles on the Diversity MBA website, CEO Pam McIlvain leverages years of experience and some of the foremost thought leaders on diversity, equity, and inclusion to spread the DEI message and curate content that educates and enlightens. In addition, Diversity MBA Media hosts annual conferences that bring together speakers from all across the DEI spectrum, with thousands of virtual attendees learning industry best practices from a wide range of perspectives. Check out Diversity MBA Media, join the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement, and be a part of the discussion. www.diversitymbamagazine.com.
This is WCPT 820, where facts matter.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Pam McIlvain, with The Inclusive Voice. Hey, wasn't that a great commercial? I'm so excited. Our first guest, expert for that we're going to have on our program, as you all know, remember, Ed Kopko, CEO of Bold Business and author of Project Bold Life. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
I'm good, and thank you for joining us. Just tell us a little bit about the work you do.
At Bold, we have two primary activities. We do a lot of publishing. We have a publishing arm that has been reporting deeply on the diversity, equity, inclusion stories and successes. And then we have also a talent support system where we provide outsourcing services to companies globally. So we're very busy. Home has kind of created a new opportunity for us, and we appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I wanted you to, you know, talk about the view from the top, you know, that what folks that participate in our conference will learn from executive leaders that include folk, CEOs all the way to C-suite leaders, and help folks understand what the C-suite leaders, what that means.
Yeah, so the panel coming up is of chief executives of both large and smaller companies, and I think, Pam, it's a great opportunity. It's a wonderful thing that you have this a panel for the conference coming up next week, because I think that having an opportunity to hear the complexity that CEOs are facing with trying to make decisions and policies and programs that kind of fit the overall big picture goals, as well as the practical complications of implementing, you know, things. Because we've got so many big issues that we're dealing with out in the world and in the world of diversity and equity, such as work from home being a complicated matter right now, that I think this panel is just going to have some tremendous insight for all the attendees.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'll just ask this one last question. So do you find it to be complex for CEOs and C-suite leaders? Because we have the first 2.5 hours of our program, it's talking about this. And balancing what they have to do in making decisions to keep the company sustainable and relevant, as well as ensuring their employees are well cared for.
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned previously there, the some of these policies and decisions that CEOs are facing are very difficult. You know, work from home as an example, it's not equitable to offer work from home for a select few over others, yet a company also has to balance the need of having their employees in their work facility in certain instances, et cetera. And we also have situations where the hiring of new employees is creating a different type of class of people. We also have COVID policies, which is creating complexity with how to deal with employees fairly, et cetera. So I'm just excited that we have such a great panel. A couple names just to mention. We have Al Harrington, who's a former NBA player. Many of your listeners, I'm sure, know him. We have Herb Scannell from NPR, who was behind the founding of SpongeBob. And we've got others that it's just going to be a great panel and great discussion.
Okay, so I thank you so much for sharing on opening up our showcase, Ed Kopko. For those of you just heard, write down the promo code TIV_NC21 to get your free ticket. Click on to DiversityMBAMagazine.com. Thank you, Ed, and we'll be right back after this commercial break with our next guest.
Thank you.
The tech talent war in the U.S. is making it almost impossible for companies to hire, and is holding companies back from achieving their important business goals. What is the answer? Go global with Bold Business. We have the reach, experience, and proven methods to help your company access great talent. From recruiting and sourcing to onboarding and post-hiring operations, Bold Business can help businesses tap into a worldwide talent pool and can craft solutions for an enterprise of any size. Go bold. And let Bold Business solve your talent challenges and help your company succeed. Contact at www.boldbusiness.com.
You're listening to WCPT 820, because facts matter.
Welcome back to The Inclusive Voice. I'm your host, Pam McElvain. Feel free to call in this morning and ask any of our guests any questions you may have, of course, as me as well. Our number is 773-763-9278. Good morning, Nettie, and thank you for joining us again.
Super excited to be on the call, Pam, and congratulations for your show. I love listening to it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We have with us, folks, Nettie Perez, who's the Global Chief Diversity Officer of McCormick & Company. And Nettie, share us a little bit about the work you do and about your organization to put that in perspective for our listeners.
Sure. So McCormick is one of the top spice and flavor solutions organizations in the marketplace. So I'm sure we're in many cover boards in kitchens around the world, providing and bringing joy to people's cooking. So very glad to be on the call. We've been on this diversity journey for more than 12 years ourselves. And so thank goodness for organizations like Diversity MBA that serve as really great benchmark resources for us with regards to best practices. And I myself am going to be the chair of this year's conference, so I'm super excited by that. And also really excited to have been a past participant in the conference's 15-year history. So I'm really looking forward to the event. As you mentioned earlier, there are going to be some amazing speakers and presenters at this year's conference talking about everything from diversity initiatives inside corporations. You're bringing together some amazing CEOs and leaders that will be sharing their perspectives on what it takes to really have an effective diversity and inclusion initiative to be very inclusive with regards to employees at every level, but also a really great opportunity for career fair for those that may be looking for career changes. Super excited to be able to participate in all those various aspects.
Thank you. So before I ask you a couple of tough questions around, you know, what you do with your employees, Ed Kotko was on with us just a few minutes talking about some of the straight talk the CEOs are going to have. We do have the CEO of McCormick joining us. And, you know, what would you say is top of mind for your C-suite leaders?
So right now, and Ed touched on it, there are definitely a number of challenges that corporations are facing on a global level. Among them is dealing with COVID. We're still in the midst of that. How do we make sure that we care for the well-being of our employees in the midst of all of the changes and things that are going on globally with regards to COVID? So wellness is top of mind, but that also links to diversity because we know that, unfortunately, diverse communities have been impacted more severely than other communities in the marketplace. We also know that we've got to do a better job around education and awareness around the vaccine. So we have a number of populations that are reluctant to take the vaccine. And so we, as an organization, are working through how do we make sure that we keep our employees safe for those that have to come to the work environment. And then the flexibility piece. To what degree do we offer flexible work? That's a huge debate. There are companies that have gone to the extreme around full remote, some that are kind of in the middle, some that have gone to the other extreme and said, we're not ready to go remote yet, so we expect employees to come into the office. So that's a tough challenge. But then there are also the other elements of work that continue to come up, which is the big resignation. That's a published article from Harvard Magazine talking about the brain drain happening in America today, but also in other parts of the world, where people are rethinking about whether or not they should come back to the jobs that they had or switch complete gears and go into new industries. Given everything that people faced over the course of the last year, people are really questioning, what am I doing with my life? Should I stay in the job that I've got? Should I look for new opportunities? So this big resignation piece is hitting the manufacturing space really hard right now. There's a shortage of STEM workers. And so companies like McCormick and others are in the manufacturing space are really thinking about how do we retain talent? How do we develop talent? And how do we get people to come back into the work environment and come back to join our companies for careers with manufacturing? So those are just a few things and that I know that are going to also be covered at the conference.
Thank you, Nettie, for that. Those are some real issues. And I thank you for that because we really want people to understand what you don't hear in mainstream media, you're going to hear live at these organizations with the other real issues up front and personal that these organizations are dealing with. So thank you very much, Nettie Perez, Global Chief Diversity Officer of McCormick and Board Chair for Diversity MBA Media. Again, we're giving away 200 free tickets. The promo code is T as in Tom, I, V as in Victor, _ N as in Nancy, C as in Candy, 21. TIV_NC21. Go to diversitymbamagazine.com and register online. Thank you so much, Nettie.
Thank
you. Now we have joining with us our old friend, Rodney Patterson. He's the CEO of the Learners Group, but also a recent author, a two-time author of Beyond Race and Racism. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Oh, I'm good this morning. I mean, to having this good conversation. I've got all this energy. I've had Ed and Nettie both on, and now the third guest within the first 20 half hour of the show. So this is really, really good and getting me excited in talking about how we're bringing a comprehensive narrative to the marketplace about what's going on. So can you take a couple minutes and share a little bit about the work that you do?
Sure. And thanks again for allowing me the opportunity to be a part of today's interview, as well as interviews in the past and then a part of this dynamic conference. So I've been at this work for 30 plus years, working in higher education and corporate and governmental and nonprofit in some capacity, either as a consultant or as a person who has been a practitioner. And the work spans beyond the diversity umbrella. And fortunately, I was able to come on at the dawn of it in the 80s. And since then, have watched the iteration through inclusion, engagement, equity, justice, social justice. And so we've had the chance to help to advance issues related to that in all of those arenas. And now as CEO of the Learners Group, I have the privilege of continuing that work, but running it under my own umbrella.
So that's incredible. So, and this is very real because you're in the forefront. You've been the champion and advocate at this work for a long time. And now on September 23rd, you're actually going to have this panel and talking about Beyond Race and Racism. And do you have diversity represented on your panel? Are you able to bring, I'm excited about the fact that you're going to be able to bring different communities together in this conversation to help folks think through what's common in terms of what's going on and collectively what we need to do. You want to talk a little bit about what your session is going to bring forward and who's on it?
I'd be glad to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that this topic is extremely timely, especially for these days. And hats off, Pam, for bringing it back to the conference and making sure that people had a chance to gain exposure to this. The way that I've been describing it is I felt like after George Floyd's murder, everybody got religion around this subject. And we're busting out the gates to have conversations and figure out what do we do as community, as a world at large, because it had global impact, as did the pandemic. And for those things to happen side by side were pretty significant. At the same time, 18 months later, it seems like our enthusiasm and commitment has waned a bit. So for you to bring it back to us, cause us to re-engage in the conversation has been essential. And so the topic is race and relations beyond race and racism. And the real question is, how do we get past it? It's alive and well. It's plaguing us like never before. What are the ways that we in corporations, nonprofits, and communities can address it in a way and in a manner that moves us to a place and position where we feel like we're not asking the same questions we were asking 200 years ago or 100 years ago or even 50 years ago? Because it seems like we're in this cycle of asking the same questions, and it's causing us to feel like maybe we haven't made progress, or the little progress that we made hasn't been transformative enough to eliminate the systemic manifestation. So we got some really dynamic folks, very diverse. As you mentioned, Sue Ann Hong is at the Center of Asian Pacific American Women. Keith White is with Walmart right now. He's been in several different roles in the past as an executive, moving the rock uphill for many, many years. And he's in a really strategic position now at Walmart as a community leader, helping Walmart to figure out how can they put their money where their mouth is and support in ways that move them beyond Arkansas and impact the footprint, the communities within their footprint all across the country. And then finally, Sylvia Fuente is doing phenomenal work as president and CEO of the Latino Policy Forum. And what I love about her, Pam, is that she's on the ground. She's boots on the ground, feet on the street, transforming policy. So we had a brief conversation in preparation, and I got to tell you, these three dynamic folks already had the panel conference. I call it the pre-conference before the conference.
So, I mean, thank you so much because, you know, we, you know, our listeners, you know, they get frustrated with what's going on in the politics and what's going on in the world, why folks aren't, you know, being sensitive with each other. And so it's important to understand race relations at its core and how policy impacts that and what is the action steps to go forward and make change. And so I would just ask this last question, you know, just give a quick nugget. When folks are attending the session on Beyond Race and Racism, what do you want them to take away, Rodney, and then we'll go to commercial break?
Clarity about what needs to be done at the individual level and grassroots level, because I think sometimes folks feel like they don't know what to do and their hands are tied. So that's the first thing, clarity about what to do. And then secondly, inspiration to get involved. If they get invigorated and excited by these panelists, and I'm sure they will, then there'll be more fuel added to the fire and folks will sign up, sign on, and help to make change happen.
Excellent. So Rodney, stay on the call for a second. We have a caller. Jim is calling in. He has a question. Jim from Chicago. Jim, what's your question?
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say that capital trumps human life. You can tell this pandemic demonstrates that we can't even get the patents to relinquish the patents to give the rest of the world a shot because the money is too important. The other thing is we've got a chief executive in the White House who wants to keep power so badly, he'll start a nuclear war with China. So, I mean, we're really in trouble, in big, big trouble. And it just proves the fact that capital trumps human life. And until we get around that corner, we're probably going to be stuck in this affair. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Pam, because... Yeah, I say to folks, so the connection between what Jim just shared and the reality of race and racism is if you go all the way back to the history and trace it at its origin, you find out that exactly what he said reigns true for race and racism, the creation of race and racism. It was all about a capital mindset, a material mindset. And as long as we continue to operate with the premise that capital trumps human life, we'll continue to see an iteration of the isms on all fronts.
Thank you so much for that powerful insight. We appreciate you. Rodney Patterson, CEO of Learners Group, and come hear him from Diversity MBA Magazine's conference. Go to the website and log into the promo code TIV_NC21. We have 200 free tickets we're giving away to the first a group that registers. So thank you again, Rodney. Great to have you back. We're going to go to commercial break and we'll be right back with our next guest.
It's time to reimagine the future and lean into possibilities. With Diversity MBA's 15th Annual National Business Leaders Virtual Conference and Awards Gala, slated for Wednesday, September 22nd and Thursday, September 23rd, this virtual conference will have over 75 sessions featuring over 150 thought leaders in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space. Tap into this fun and informative event. Tune into the Media Publishing Summit and hear authors on the subject share their perspectives. Listen to industry insiders reveal their insights and best practices. And network with some of the foremost leading minds in the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement. For more information and to register, head on over to diversitymbamagazine.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
WCPT 820, Chicago's Progressive Talk, where facts matter.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Pam McElvain, the Inclusive Voice. Thank you for staying in and staying tuned as we continue with our DMBA, our Diversity MBA Showcase for our national conference. Joining us now, we have Marsha Jones, the Executive Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer of PNC Financial Services Group. And you see the brand around the country, the PNC Banks. And here we have the executive that will be talking with us about what we're going to be doing with the women, engaging women. Good morning, Marsha.
Good morning, Pam. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And thank you for joining us. Can you share with us a little bit about the work you do?
My responsibility with PNC is to develop strategy and influence the creation of an inclusive corporate culture for the enterprise. We focus on three pillars, primarily the workforce, the workplace, as well as the impact that we have in our marketplace.
So, our conference, as you know, and PNC, we thank you for your support and sponsorship. Without organizations like you, we would not be able to facilitate such a great conversation and gathering. I also want to, you know, shout out that PNC is one of our best places to work companies. So congratulations on that. But really the focus I want to talk about is, you know, why is it important for, you know, the dialogue that you're going to be leading with these women in terms of shaping why it's important for women, empowering women, you know, have balancing in their profession and all of the things that, you know, we're engaged in. Now I'm getting personal here, that we're engaged in and expected to do. So can you share with us a little bit about the unplugged real conversations and the real talk that you're going to be facilitating during the conference?
Absolutely. We know that that women hold a very large percentage of the workforce at this point, and yet we have in fact been impacted quite a bit relative to pandemic. But even prior to the pandemic, you know, we focused on two roles that we play, not only the role that we play within the workforce, but also the role that we play in terms of maintaining households. And in many cases, we are the sole breadwinner in many cases. In many cases, we are balancing having to take care of elderly parents and children and ourselves, and at the same time find a way to be able to still be productive and to be able to carry out the focuses that we have for our professional life. And so it's a very complex situation that our women, you know, find ourselves in, very often where we have to be able to make choices between professional life as well as our responsibilities with the family, which is one of the reasons why so many women have actually left the workforce during the pandemic, is because of the stress of having to balance these two responsibilities that they have. And so what this particular panel is going to be talking about is, you know, really having authentic conversations with executives who have actually lived this experience over, you know, a long period of time. Pandemic has been here for, you know, 18, 24 months or thereabouts, but these executives have actually been in their roles and have ascended to their areas of responsibility over, in many cases, decades. And so the wisdom and the authentic conversations that we plan on having, I think, will be very well-received by all of the participants who attend the session.
So so basically what you described is something for every woman, regardless of where she is. What do you hope that, you know, what are the one or two nuggets you hope that any women, of course, you know, men are welcome to join in, but at the same time, you're going to hear from our male facilitator. What do you hope that women will walk away with after this conversation with these leading executives?
So first of all, I hope that they walk away with the fact that, you know, they realize that their position, the experiences that they have, are not singular to themselves. that they are situations that many women across the various segments, which, by the way, is, and I think you alluded to it, but we want to be able to make sure that, you know, folks recognize that regardless of generation, regardless of whether or not you are a woman of color, regardless of the fact that you are transgender, we recognize that there is a full spectrum and a complex spectrum that, you know, represents or defines women, and that each of these particular areas is important, number one, for us to address, but it's also important for us to be able to recognize that there are other women who are experiencing the same experiences that we're having, the same conditions that we're having, that there is an opportunity to be able to both network as well as support one another as we travel, you know, in terms of this journey, as well as the opportunity to be able to sit and think about what the future is going to be. You know, what is this new work environment actually going to be like, where the rules of engagement, if you would, may very well be quite different than what we experienced pre-pandemic. And so all of these topics, we will hope to begin to, you know, unpack, you know, within a certain period of time. We're not going to be able to answer all of the questions, but we hope to be able to at least share some of these ideas and these concepts, and of course, welcome questions from the audience as well, to be able to find out what's on their minds. Because as you have alluded to over, you know, the last several sessions, this is really an opportunity for participants in the conference to be able to come, to be able to listen, to be able to learn, and then to be able to take action on what it is that they have learned that are going to, that's going to benefit them on their professional journey.
Oh, thank you so much. That insights are incredible. You've heard from Marcia Jones, Executive Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer of PNC Financial Services Group. Thank you, Marcia. We look forward to this incredible engagement next week on September 23rd.
As do we. Have a good day.
Thank you. Now we have joining us is Jermaine. Now we have joining with us is Jermaine Hunter. He is the current Chief Diversity Officer of Marathon Petroleum and the former Diversity Executive from one of the known brands that we use every day. And he'll share that with us. Good morning, Jermaine.
Good morning, Tam. How are you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. I appreciate you getting up and joining with us and following Marcia and engaging with us and sharing what you've got for the men. So, you know, share a little bit with us about the work that you do.
Yeah, so I've had the really good fortune of finding my way into the diversity, equity, and inclusion space. And really, our work is focused on both cultivating a diverse workforce at Marathon Petroleum, but also helping to build an inclusive culture that allows each and every one of our almost 20,000 employees to be successful in their work day in and day out. There's obviously a lot that goes into that, but fundamentally, those are the two things that I spend 99% of my time focused on.
Wow. And, you know, and you're talking about, oh my goodness, an industry that, you know, most folks don't hear a lot from other than, you know, the Big Bang. So it was good to hear, you know, leadership from an industry that's not talked about every day. So you're going to be leading the Unplugged Real Talk conversation with our men, facilitating that conversation in terms of what men can do to bring about change and how they're leading it. Can you tell us a little bit more about the conversation that you're prepared to have with your panel?
Absolutely. We're going to touch on a number of different topics when we're together that hopefully the folks listening and participating will find useful. But ultimately, there's a theme that I want us to explore, which is really all about allyship. You know, I think for those of us who have been doing this work for some time, we know that for people who are making their way through complex organizations, the playing field isn't always level. And those in positions of authority, those who might have the playing field stacked a little bit in their direction, can play a unique role in helping others make their way through that maze. And historically, men have played a very unique role in that journey. So throughout the course of our conversation, we're going to not only explore the unique role that we can play in helping companies navigate the pandemic and pandemic response, but we're also going to spend a little bit of time talking about the unique ways that men can step forward and help help those who historically may not have been quite as advantaged find their way through their careers.
Well, you know, you brought up, I mean, the fact that you're going to frame the conversation around allyship, that it's so powerful because that means it can span across generations and across, you know, everyone, and where folks that have access and privilege can lend themselves within that. How about the notion of balance with everything that's going on, the trifecta of the pandemic and you know, in politics and the issues in the community and race relations? How are you guys touching on some of that? How do you maintain balance while dealing in your everyday lives as men and the roles that you're expected to have?
No, we're absolutely going to touch on some of those topics, Pam. I think one of the things that we've all experienced as of late is that issues surrounding wellness have taken on an outsized importance over the last 24 months. And sometimes as men, we are a bit less forthright in talking about those things openly and offering each other suggestions, advice, and guidance on how best to navigate a very complicated minefield of resources to find balance, to really invest in our mental health, and then to think about that in the context of our physical well-being as well. And so one of the themes that we'll be touching on is what is really important to help all of us be at our very best every single day. And my hope is that our panelists, and I think we've got a fantastic group of people who will be joining us, my hope is that each one of our panelists will be able to offer just a little bit of insight that our participants will find useful on how they have tackled these issues of balance and mental and physical health, and how they have used their individualized approaches to find professional success themselves.
Thank you so much for that insight. We look so forward to having you lead this conversation, this very important conversation. Jermaine Hunter, Chief Diversity Officer from Marathon Petroleum, thank you so much for this time this morning. And we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back with our next guest.
The tech talent war in the U.S. is making it almost impossible for companies to hire, and is holding companies back from achieving their important business goals. What is the answer? Go global with Bold Business. We have the reach, experience, and proven methods to help your company access great talent. From recruiting and sourcing to onboarding and post-hiring operations, Bold Business can help businesses tap into a worldwide talent pool and can craft solutions for an enterprise of any size. Go bold and let Bold Business solve your talent challenges and help your company succeed. Contact at www.boldbusiness.com.
Welcome back. This is Pam McElvain, your host of The Inclusive Voice. We have joining with us Amelia Jackson, the Associate Director of Women in Tech for UIC, here to talk to us a little bit about what we're doing in preparing our college students. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning, Pam. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's wonderful to hear your voice. So briefly, share with us a little bit about your background and what makes you uniquely perfect to talk about college careers and lead that conversation.
Well, absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. Second of all, yes, I am Associate Director of career development for women in tech at the University of Illinois Chicago. What that means is I work with undergraduate students, particularly women and non-binary students, to help them obtain positions for internships, externships, as well as job opportunities, especially upon graduation and before graduation. So there's a lot of career development there. What I'm finding in this particular role is that our students aren't necessarily ready to take on certain types of opportunities because they haven't been properly prepared. Now, that is also on the undergraduate side. That's on the graduate side. I'm also immediate past president of the National Black MBA Association Chicago chapter. And every year, we just had a conference. Just now, we just concluded the conference. We see an uptick of students who are still not prepared in getting these positions with these corporations. And there is a gap. And we're trying to figure out what that gap is, both on the undergraduate side as well as the graduate side. So this particular panel that I am very grateful to moderate, we hopefully will can tackle those issues and give some solutions to help prepare the students, especially MBA students and master's level students, for the opportunities that are out there in the workforce.
Thank you for that. I mean, wow, you said a mouthful in terms of the gap that still exists from people graduating from both college as well as vocations, really being prepared to enter the workforce. And this has been an issue for a long, long time. And hence why we felt it was important to do a college summit, not a career fair, but a summit where current undergraduate college students, as well as folks looking to enhance their education, can really come and listen to these leaders about the kinds of insights they can gain. What would you, what are a couple nuggets you hope that folks will take away in attending the college summit that we're offering? What do you would like to see that they would learn in terms of what actions they can actually do to facilitate moving forward their careers?
Absolutely. There are many nuggets that I would like to give. I'll just give a few. From the student's perspective, I would love to, I will hope that what they will take away from this particular session is what recruiters are thinking. I want them to be able to put their minds in themselves in the minds of the recruiter. What is the recruiter looking for, and then be able to shift their way or shift their approach to their job search and shift their approach to how they show up in as it relates to applications, as it relates to networking, and as it relates to interviewing so that they can land the job. From the recruiter standpoint, this is Diversity MBA, and there's a gap between minority candidates and other candidates, and there's still a need to prepare those minority candidates properly so they can have equal opportunities to compete with other people. So the nuggets that I would love for the recruiters to take away is, how are you leveraging diversity, equity, inclusion? How are you showing up in your companies to champion diversity, equity, inclusion to ensure that you are hiring top talent, but top talent who provides different perspectives to the company's bottom line? And that is especially with minority talent. And so I would the nuggets I would hope is for them to look different, you know, take a different look and perspective of how they're hiring, whether it's virtually.
That's so great. Yeah, I think that is so incredible. Now I know why I've got you in here doing this great, having this great conversation.
Yes.
So I want to thank Amelia Jackson, the Associate Director and Career for the Career Development Center, Women in Tech, for the University of Illinois Chicago. Thank you so much, Amelia, for joining us this morning. And now we're going to bring on our next guest. Thank you. So now, finally, wrapping up our conference conversation with our showcase, we have with us the CEO of Business Cultures and author of The Respect Effect, joining and giving us that final view on what you can look for and take away. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
Oh, doing really well. Thank you for, you know, for calling us in, calling in. And where are you calling from?
Beautiful Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. That is so great. You know, I forgot to ask folks all over where they were calling from. I think Ed was calling from New York. Nettie was calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. And you're calling in from Atlanta, and then we had Chicago. So, you know, Diversity MBA is doing our inaugural publishing summit. But can I get you, before we talk about that, for you to give a couple minutes, tell us a little bit about the work you do.
Sure. I have been, I started Legacy Business Cultures in Cleveland, Ohio, way back in 1997, which puts me really close to have been doing this kind of work for almost 25 years now. We work with both large and small organizations, companies as large as DuPont and Johnson Controls, down to the local credit union, helping them develop what I would consider to be best-in-class workplace cultures. And a lot of that work increasingly focuses on creating cultures that are not only respectful, but also inclusive, and specifically because that ends up helping our clients create a competitive edge, both in recruiting, but also retaining top talent in their industry.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And also, I just really briefly would like you to share with us a little bit about your book. We're creating this inaugural publishing summit for established authors to talk about their books so we can continue the continuum of learning. So can you share with us about your latest book, The Respect Effect?
Sure. So I wrote a book back in, it was actually released in 2013, called The Respect Effect, Using the Science of Neuroleadership to Inspire a More Loyal and Productive Workplace. And I'll keep it short. It's really about the specific advantages, the business case for focusing and spending resources on creating a consistently respectful work culture across the organization and all the competitive advantages that brings with it, but then also the how-to piece. I've always felt that it's not really fair to your readers to tell a story and it kind of encourage them to do something if you also don't give them the tools to do so. So that's really what it's about. It's the why and the how-to creating a consistently respectful culture.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. I'm going to have you back on the show so we can do a deep dive in the book, if that's okay.
And absolutely.
We want Diversity MBA Magazine Showcase. That wraps it up for us. We have 200 free tickets. Go to diversitymbamagazine.com or you can call in 833-362-2100. The promo code is TIV_NC21. And thank you all, listeners, for being a part of our show this morning. Look forward to hearing you and having you back next week.
The preceding program, The Inclusive Voice, was sponsored by Diversity MBA Media and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.